Alrighty, so I'm here with Ed Schriever, who is the new Idaho Director of Fish and Game, and he has been wonderful enough to join us and answer a couple questions about this new position that he is going to be assuming. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for asking me. It's my pleasure.
So, first of all, I wanted to, ask what this means to you, because you've worked with Idaho Fish and Game for, I believe, about 35 years. Is that right?
Yes.
So what does this mean to you to now be holding the position of a director?
Well, I'd like to say that I always dreamt about being director, but actually I didn't. I worked the majority of my career just really being satisfied with the work I did. I always felt like it was meaningful and it was important, and I was challenged every day. About a decade ago, I had an opportunity to come down to headquarters and serve in a leadership position. And what was most appealing about that to me is it really allowed me to help everybody else in the field where I came from to be effective and to get their work done. And I've been in this as a public servant for 35 years, and leadership just provided me a way to help all of the employees be better public servants and work on behalf of the people of Idaho in managing their fish and wildlife. So the director position, I really don't know how to put words on it. I did talk to a very old and dear friend of mine the other day, and he said something that really resonated. And he said, Ed, very few of us get the opportunity to serve at the pinnacle of our professional lives, and congratulations for your opportunity to do that. And I guess that's how I feel at the moment. It's not a position, it's an honor. And it's just, it weighs heavy on me because what the Fish and Game Department does for the people of the state of Idaho is so important, and it's so ingrained in the lifestyles that people live here and our outdoor heritage. It's very humbling for me.
And what is it that endears you so much to the outdoors and wildlife and fish and game that has driven you to have this career your whole life?
Well, I guess first and foremost, I love the outdoors, and I love to fish and hunt, and I love being there with my friends and my family. And in ways, ever since I was a child, wildlife has intrigued me, and I spent a lot of time fishing as a kid, and then I started snorkeling and going underwater and living in a fish's world, and I started really getting interested in how all of the natural world works. And one thing led to another, and when I went to college, I just decided to study something I enjoyed, and I have just had the great pleasure of making a career out of it. But it's, you know, fish and game and our roles and responsibilities are way more than fishing and hunting, but that's really what brought me to the outdoors and the natural world. And for those of us that fish and hunt, we just know that there's so much more to it. There's so much more to our experiences than just the fishing and the hunting. It's the being outdoors and the personal challenges and the solitude and all the other things that enter into that. So that's really, I had a conversation with another radio personality the other day, and he made the comment, wow, I always had this perception that all you people working in conservation came in because you wanted to be a scientist and you wanted to save the world, and you kind of came in because you were really interested in hunting and fishing, and that's how I was introduced into fish and wildlife management.
Your passion for actually being out there and like hunting and fishing, like you said, not necessarily wanting to be a scientist or save the world, but just, what most Idahoans do for recreating you've been interested in, what would you say are some of the biggest issues facing wildlife management right now?
Yeah, well, first let me say my interest started that way, but I definitely am a scientist, and I definitely am concerned about conservation. The law guides us, and it tells us that as an agency, we have to preserve, protect, perpetuate, and manage the state's wildlife. And so we do that from a basis of science. Even though my interest started in hunting and fishing, and I still continue to do that as a recreational pursuit, the agency itself and the work we do is absolutely science-based. And we have a very large cadre of biologists who are very good at the work they do. And as we manage wildlife, we also manage people. We manage the interaction of people and wildlife. And so it requires us to do some social science as well as the biology of the animals. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that we're not just people who like to fish and hunt. There's a lot of folks that work here that have that same passion, but it is science-based management and conservation that we employ on a daily basis. So there are continuing challenges in fish and wildlife, similar across the West. You know, Idaho is a fast-growing state. 30,000 people moved here last year, and they have to live someplace, and we continue to encroach on wildlife habitat. Some issues that we also have, we're blessed right now in Idaho with very abundant wildlife populations. We've got some that aren't, and we're working on making those stronger. But some of the responsibilities that we have on the abundant side, so there sometimes can be problems associated with abundance, just like there can be problems associated with scarcity. And on the abundance side, we're very challenged in dealing with conflicts of deer and mostly elk on private land and agricultural crops, and that's a challenge that the agency has taken a bolder approach to in the last couple of years. I think generally, though, if you turn the clock back 75 years or 80 years about the time this agency was formed, for the most part, fish and wildlife are in much better shape than they were back then. We have a few. Sage grouse we're working on, and obviously salmon and steelhead continue to struggle a little bit here in Idaho. But all in all, we've got lots of folks participating in fishing and hunting, and populations are strong, and we continue to work really hard on keeping the habitat viable for all the state's wildlife.
And I'm sure everyone is so grateful for all that you guys do so that they can continue to enjoy the beauty of Idaho and the wildlife that comes with it. Are there any policies that you're going to be focusing on specifically as you start out this year? Or is it just kind of taking it all in at the same time? Or do you have anything specific you're going to be focusing on, I guess, is my question.
Well, I have the great advantage of having been past director Virgil Moore's deputy director. So, and as director, whether Virgil or myself or whoever follows me, the director works for the commission. And so if you're not familiar with the governance of the Fish and Game Department, there is a 7-member commission, and they are appointed by the governor, and they all represent a region of the state, and they are the decision-making body of fish and game rules and regulations. So as I have been, as you said, 35 years in the last almost 4 years as the deputy director, and the commission is fairly happy with the direction and the programs and the policies that are in place. We've added considerable capacity back to the agency with the fee increase a couple years ago. So really, I am focusing on the momentum that the agency currently has, making no huge policy changes, just making sure we're taking care of the state's wildlife and providing opportunities for people to engage in. We have a few things that, as I said a couple years ago, there was a piece of legislation, House Bill 230, that provided the Fish and Game Department with some additional fiscal resources, and so we are, our funds were short about 8 years ago, and we were able to build some capacity back and actually enhance some capacity. And one of the major capacity increases we've added is to our wildlife monitoring program. So deer, elk, wolves, other animals, wolverines. So we're just doing a much better job of inventorying what we have, how many we have, their causes of mortality, so that we can be better managers. And that's been a big addition to the agency over the last couple of years. One of the things I have been working on and will continue to work on is access, is recreational access. So in the last year, we were able to secure an access agreement with the Department of Lands for 2.3 million acres of school endowment property to make sure people continue to have the ability to recreate, including fishing and hunting and trapping on those endowment lands. So access in the state, public land access, to the extent we can get access to private land for people to recreate on, is a super important issue in Idaho and one we're going to continue to work on and advance, knowing that in some instances it takes money to secure agreements to allow the public to access private lands. Where people, where private landowners are willing, we want to continue to get places for people to go and have fun. That's what folks do in Idaho, and that's that will remain a very important issue for us. And the last thing I'll touch on just briefly is I'm going to work with the commission to add some social science capacity to the agency, and working on a deal with the University of Idaho to co-fund a professor that will help us provide survey information on what people think about their wildlife and how they want to interact with it. So those are probably the biggies.
Well, it sounds like you have a really good plan and some new things. I think that that social science part is going to be really interesting. That's going to be really cool. And I mean, it's wonderful to hear you talk so positively about everything that's going on here in Idaho, because it is such a huge part of people's lives here. And we're so excited that somebody like you is in this position who has that kind of passion and desire to keep, like you said, keep the momentum going of how great things have been lately. And again, I'm here with Ed Schriever, who is the new director of Idaho Fish and Game. And thank you so much for taking the time to join me and talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.